Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be up shortly along with Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. We're just excited about what God's doing, and he is the only and one God, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, as Babby Mason just sung, we need the Lord. We need him every second of the day. Amen. Yes. Amen. Good morning to you, everyone. If you're listening to my voice right now or later on, you are blessed and highly favored. So we thank God for you today. Hey, some quick announcements. Hey, I wanted to give that number out. Everybody on the planet should be putting out this number, 347-843-4559. Because when a man of God prays, ladies and gentlemen, things happen. Thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us today. 347, the number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Thanking God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. God bless you. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for today, too, as well. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91. We'll be reading a portion of that, Psalms 91, verses 1 through 7, in a few seconds here. So we're looking forward to it. But welcome to Prayer Time around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Let's go to the Word. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, Psalms 91, 1 through 7. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Amen. And under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day. Let me read that one again. Thou shalt not be afraid, ladies and gentlemen, not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by the day. Amen. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Amen. Verse 7 says, and 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Oh, you better give God some praise for the protection of the Lord today. Yes. Amen. Well, praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, for just joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. This time we're going to open up the mic for Bishop. Good morning, Bishop. Thank you so much for being with us today.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this morning. We give you glory and honor. We appreciate you for your goodness and kindness, mercies everlasting. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word this morning. So shall your word be the forth out of your mouth. It will not return. It will accomplish that. Please, it will prosper into the thing where Jesus is in it. And Father, for your word is a weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but get through God down to down every imagination and every high thing exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we want to God pray for those that Father, we pray for your healing. Because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. But with your stripes, we are healed. God, we thank you this morning that you that are sick. We thank you this morning, God, you are delivering those afflicted. God, we thank you this morning because by your stripes they are healed. Father, we give you praise this morning, God. We praise you, God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, love, power, and of a sound mind. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling. God, we thank you for your word is consuming fire. Your word is spirit and it is life. Father, we pray this morning, God, against mental illness. God, we pray that you test the mind of the individuals, God. You pray, God, that you would heal them by your stripes, God. We pray, Father God, that you would cast down that imagination of delusion, God. You would cast it down, God, and you would destroy it in the name of Jesus. We decree, God, your word said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. God, we thank you this morning. God, it is already according to your word, God. Word will not return to you, Lord, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you this morning as we pray for those the kids, the children back in school. We pray for their safety, God. We pray for protection, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, over the faculty. We plead the blood of Jesus over the teachers, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, over each and every one that is in the school system, God. God, Jesus, for safety, God, protection, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the miracles in their lives, God. We pray for their families, God. We pray for their mothers and their fathers, their loved ones, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you protect them. God, in God, we thank you, God, all of those that are working on the front lines. God, we pray for their protection. We pray, God, as you continue to do great and marvelous things, God. We thank you for this opportunity of a miracle. We thank you for this opportunity of a blessing, God. We thank you for all the doors that you are opening, God. We thank you, Lord, for favor, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your miracle working power, God, that you heal the individual that's in the hospital this morning that has COVID-19, that has cancer, that has high blood pressure, God, that has sugar diabetes, Lord. Those that are all the other types of healings, God. We pray for their healing this morning. God, we pray for their deliverance and their breakthrough. Father God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Praise and glory for you. Take all evil, all days, all diseases. God, we thank you, oh God, for your mercy, your grace. Oh God, follow, oh God, protect us and keep us in you and our right mind. Father, loved ones, God, we pray as you strengthen them, you would encourage them. God, that you will be with them. Father, we give you glory and honor. We pray for that soul this morning that don't know you, Lord. We pray that you will save them, God. We pray that you will deliver them from the hand of the enemy. We pray for that backslider will come back to you. Lord, we pray, God, that you will deliver them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. We are, God, we call not. Today, but Father, we pray, God, and we thank you for this, and be glad in it. We will magnify your name. We will lift your name up because you alone is worthy. You saying that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we give you praise, God, and we honor you today. Our God, as you continue to do great things, God, as you continue to move, God, as you bless families on today, God, protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, draw them closer together, unite them, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, destroy every attack of we plead the blood of Jesus, God, we know that you're able to keep us from falling, God, keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that fade and flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire. that the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you and we glorify you, God. We pray for those that in California, the forest fires, God. We pray for their safety, God. We pray for those that's in floods, God, in Hades and all the different places, God, earthquakes, God. We pray for their safety, God. We pray for their families, those that have lost loved ones. God, we ask you to strengthen them and keep them. God, we pray for those people that's over the border, at the border, that's trying to come in and trying to flee from the tragedy and hazard, God. We pray for their safety, O Heavenly Father, God, because you are able to keep them, God. You are able to protect them, Lord. And Father, we give you glory and honor. We adore you for what you've done and what you're going to do in days to come. We pray, Lord God, and we thank you for food and shelter. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind. We thank you for another day, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy is endures forever to all generations. We pray, oh God, for that individual that is missing, God. We pray for their safety, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for that child, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their protection, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on today. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We call it so. God, we pray for that individual that has been incarcerated unfairly, unjustly, for no cause. God, we pray for their safety and their relief. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would turn that situation around, that you would change, God, in the name of Jesus. Change it, Lord, work it all things for the good. God, your words say all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, the ones that are called according to your purpose. And Father, we know that your word is a consuming fire. And Father, we give you glory and honor. God, we pray for this nation, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ. We pray, God, that you open our eyes, that we may see, open our hearts, that we will receive the truth of your word. God, that you will ever protect us, keep us from falling, oh Heavenly Father. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against every demonic power that comes to attack the body of Christ, the people of God. We pray, God, against that spirit that comes to attack our children, God, our loved ones, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would deliver them out of the hands of the clutches, God. We pray for that individual this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood for some child, some daughter, some family this morning. We plead the blood of God in the name of Jesus, that you would give them peace and comfort, God, during this time, God, that you would comfort them, God, and let them know that all things will work together for their good, for those that love the Lord. And God, your words say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We thank you for the morning that's coming, God. We thank you, God, for blessings, God. Even now, we call those things to be not as though they already are. And we'll forever give you glory. We'll ever give you praise. We thank you, God, as you continue to move by your spirit. And Father, look on the body of Christ, Lord. Look on the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Keep our minds, God, Lord and God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us love and power and of a sound mind. And God, your words to let us not be weary in well-doing in due season. We shall reap if we faint not. And Father, we thank you for your assuring us in your word. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard his voice, ladies and gentlemen. He just prayed for our families, prayed for you, prayed for our nation, and prayed for people all around the world. Amen. So we thank God for the man of God this morning. And we thank God for you joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop. At this time, we want to open up the lines for Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, Doc. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and a blessed, beautiful Saturday morning. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all of the listeners and those of you that are listening later. We'll be listening later. And I want to encourage all of us that are listening, praise God, to really take it up a notch. Begin to focus on taking care of your body, particularly during the winter seasons. Always consult with your physician concerning what is best for you. However, research has shown that vitamin D is so helpful in building our immune system. So get you some vitamin D, get you some vitamin C, get you some omega-3 that protects your heart. Put these vitamins in your diet. Get you some calcium and magnesium. This is certainly very good for women in the protection of our limbs. Get you some calcium in our bones, calcium and magnesium, and keep these things in your diet. Those of you that think you might enjoy eating sea moss, I tell you, we've experienced some of the best sea moss ever made. I have to be honest with you. And right here available for you. You can just contact us and let us know if you want some strawberry lime sea moss and a cinnamon peach cobbler. Absolutely delicious. We were blessed, me and my daughter, to travel to Birmingham and take some sea moss there and minister to some women there at a retreat. And I'll tell you, it was such a blessing. What is sea moss, you may ask? It is comes from the sea, and it has 92 of the 110 minerals needed in the body. 92 of the 110 minerals needed in the body. So I encourage you, if you'd like to get some for these summer months, we must strive to stay healthy. Know that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Take care of your temple. I was sharing on yesterday at the retreat, how important it is. Even Jesus knew the importance of having a physician on his team. And as I shared, began to talk to the women, they go, "Who is your Dr. Luke? Who is your Dr. Luke? What do you mean?" Jesus chose Luke as his physician on the team. I'm sure there were other physicians there, but it was something about Luke, about his character, about whatever, maybe even his skill set, that Jesus told Luke. And as I share with many, praise the Lord, God has blessed us and favored us with physicians that can help us do the right things for our body, but it's also important that you choose the right physician. All physicians are not the best physicians, not the best. So make your assessment. Look up your reviews. See what people are saying about them. You know, kind of get a gauge on their mindset. I don't encourage anybody to go to a doctor that don't believe in God. That's atheist or agnostic or going to talk against the things of God. It's just a blessing to find your own personal Dr. Luke. So do your assessment. I encourage you, take care of your body. Do your checkups. I'll be going on Monday to do a checkup. It's important that we take care of our bodies and let the Holy Spirit coach us and teach us on how to be proactive instead of reactive. Nothing's wrong with going to the doctor and giving the consultation that you need, so that you would make sure that you are doing the right things to keep your body intact. However, the doctor you choose, I can't say it enough, is very important. We certainly don't want a doctor that was in the news about 5 years ago or whatever for cutting off the wrong leg. I'm just throwing an example out there. But the reality is, ask God, who is your Dr. Luke? Amen. Take care of your bodies. Realize that the word of the Lord said, the leaves from the trees are for the healing of the nation. That means there's nothing wrong with herbs because God put them out there. Medication is another level. It's pharmaceuticals. However, we can certainly be proactive to limit some of that if we would pay attention to what God has made available to all of us. So stay in the Word. I said stay in the Word. I'm reminded of the scripture when the Lord spoke about the prophet Hezekiah. And he asked for the Lord to add, the Lord added 15 years. How many? 15 years on his life. How did those 15 years get at it? Keep on reading, you find out that they took the leaves from the fig trees and put it on the sores. It sounds like medicine and it sounds like herbs to me. Praise the Lord. Amen. You didn't just jump up and heal. That was a process. My God can give you a miracle and the sores just disappear. That's a miracle. However, healing, the healing process, praise God, comes through by the processes that Jesus has made available to us by his stripes. We're already healed because only God can tell whatever the elements are in the fig leaves when it connects to your body and say, I want you to work. I want it to work. Praise God. Just because you took a medication don't mean it's going to work. Who gives the go or the green light to say, okay, I want those cells in your body to line up, praise the Lord, with this particular medication, and I want you to be healed? God does that. God does that. He is the ultimate healer. And God avails man with information to coach us and help us to do the right things to maintain our health and to be healed at the time that we may get sick. So we must live a balanced life in all things. An imbalanced scale, the Bible says, is an abomination to the Lord. Praise God. You can take that in so many ways and in so many meanings. So strive to live a balanced life. Take care of yourself. Don't wait till you get sick. You're almost about to pass out and don't pay attention and get the signals from your body right now. So if you sense yourself getting a little stuffy or whatever, go boil you some garlic, onions, and lemon tea and put you some honey in it and drink it. Whenever I go out and I'm in the midst of a group of people, I'm proactive because COVID is out there. None of us are exempt, but by his stripes we're healed. As Bishop has said, no plague shall come down dwelling. But I strive to use wisdom. I put on my mask. I wear my mask. I wash my hands. I strive to socially distance as appropriate. Then when I get back home, if I'm in a group of people, I do all of the things that I just shared with you, kind of double up a little bit. I'm getting ready in just a few minutes to make me some tea. I'm going to take me some oregano. I took me some oregano oil yesterday before I went to this event. And I did the things that were appropriate. I put on my mask, removed my mask as I was speaking. All of the other women that were sitting in the audience, they kept on their masks. So everybody is still protected. It's about wisdom. He that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. So be proactive. Take care of yourself. I can't say that enough. Take care of your body. Amen. Put that vitamin D in your body. Put that vitamin C in your body. Focus on more vegetables versus a whole lot of meat. Is anything wrong with meat? No. But sometimes it's good to just back off of it a little bit and put more vegetables and green vegetables in your body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I can't say it enough. Take care of yourself. Be proactive instead of reactive. Praise God. And we can't expect God to do it all. We must walk in wisdom and do the things that we know we need to do, and the Lord will take it from there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that powerful information there. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I just took some notes there from Doc while she was talking, and she always tells us to read research and pay attention. I added also, you got to take action, ladies and gentlemen. Read research, pay attention, and take action to your wonderful body that the Lord has given us to stay healthy. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. God bless you. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't want to forget anybody online that if you do have a prayer request or a comment, hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue if you have a prayer request or a comment. At this time, I'll give you a few seconds before we turn it back over to Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a powerful morning. What a great way to start a Saturday morning with Prayer Time with Bishop and Doc. Yes, yes. Amen, amen, amen. What a great, great time. Amen. God has given us everything we need, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that the kingdom of God is within you, and God has created a wonderful earth that he has everything that we would need, and to use wisdom and to honor his holiness in the name of Jesus. So thank God for this planet. It's everything we need. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we'll turn this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Thank God this morning for the information that Dr. given us about eating well and being, take care of your body. We thank God for that. As we continue to obey the word of the Lord, God will protect us. And as we continue to pray and believe God for the miracles that God will manifest in our lives, as we pray for one another, continue to pray for one another as you go along, as we continue to pray for the children as they're going to school, we just pray for their safety, and we pray for one another to keep each other up in prayer, knowing that God will hear our prayer. The word of the Lord, let us know that we just pray, God will hear us. God bless you this morning. We're praying for you. Keep God on your mind. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, this morning for blessing our homes, blessing our souls today. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember to always pray for your pastors, pray for your ministers and bishops and evangelists and teachers of the word, ladies and gentlemen, and your apostles. Pray for them as they move across the land, as they're across the world, preaching and teaching the word of God. As you know, the word of God says, pray for the saints. Amen. Always be praying for the saints around the globe. Thank you so much for that. Yep. And also, we must pray for our enemies, too. We want them saved. Amen. We want them saved in the name of Jesus before they leave this planet. So pray for those who despitefully use you and are we consider enemies. We want to pray for them as well because their souls are important to the Lord. So let's pray for everybody, right? Let's pray for everybody. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great time again with Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much for your time today. We'll let you go here. We've got a beautiful song coming up from Forever Jones. He Wants It All. Just a quick song just to encourage you today. But I want you to have a wonderful day today. Do something different. You know, enjoy your life, as Doc mentioned earlier, about your immune system. Do your research, ladies and gentlemen. Do your research and get those things in your body. I know without a doubt that D3, B12, and also your C is so important, ladies and gentlemen. So again, I am not a doctor, but those are the things I'm taking because of the information that Doc has shared over the years and the information I've researched as well. It's very, very powerful areas, ladies and gentlemen. But take care of your immune system. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. And remember that Jesus is Lord. He gives us wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. He also gives us the things that we need that's readily available on this planet. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, ladies and gentlemen, today. I want you to have a powerful day. Take care. Enjoy your day today.
searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Yet, oh, he wants it all.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus wants it all. He wants all of you, and you be blessed today. Take care and have a great day, everybody. And remember that Jesus is Lord forever. God bless you now. Have a good day.